Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, September the 8th. Friday, September the 8th, 2017. And the time is 10:15 Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. Today is an unscheduled show. I just want to drop a nugget in your lap. Should be a short show. It will be a short show today. I just want to share something with you that I think is very, very important. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today. And we are living in one of the most exciting times in the history of histories. And it's very important today. I would just, again, this is a non-scheduled show. Wasn't planning on doing this today. I got a lot of stuff that I need to be doing. I am doing. But I just need to share something with you that was really impressed upon my spirit over the last week in light of everything that's going on in our society today, in this world, in this matrix that we live in. It is very important, brothers and sisters, that you realize that everything that is having an impact on you is impressed upon you. This is not the original design. This is not what the Father had in mind. This is not the original intent, if you will, of the Father. And so it's extremely important that we understand that, because we believe what we were told and what we have gathered facts and what we believe doesn't mean that it's true because we believe it or because it has an impact on us. Your energy and your self-worth is the result of a pact or a agreement that is made between you and your environment, you and the your leaders, you and the people like myself who you choose to allow to speak into your life. You have this ability to choose and select who you want to be a part of your life. Again, this is an impromptu show. This is just something that was dropped down in my spirit that really troubled or really bothered me when, because of when you understand that the universe is the result of mass consciousness, that is, it's unfolding as we speak. The Father is like a pebble that is dropped into a pond that causes the ripple to proceed. The Father is not the ripple. The Father is the causality of the ripple. Let me say that again. The ripple will have an impact on everything that is inside of the field or the wave or the vibration or the water. If you go to a lake and you look at the lake and you see that the lake is calm, that there is no ripples or disturbance inside of the lake. The lake, the water on the lake is flat. But if you go to the middle of the lake, or if you throw a pebble into the lake, that has an impact on the surface of the lake. That pebble that hits the lake or the water causes. It is the causality of the morality. It is the causality of the effect. It is the effect has a cause. Everything that's going on in today's environment has a cause. You are the result of a cause. Something started this. It's called the pitar. It is the signal. It is the signal, the wave, the frequency of the vibration starter. But it is not the wave, the frequency of the vibration. Starts it. It doesn't mean that it is it. And now you are in a unique position as a ship that is on the sea that is being affected by the wave that was caused by a pebble. Since the waves is having an impact, now you must formulate a plan, because the word impact means pressed upon you. The powers that be have a plan that they want to impress upon you. Some people in that plan, they want to put you in a FEMA camp. Some people, they want to poison your children at birth. Some people, they want to put chemtrails in the air so it has a negative impact because of the metal shavings that's breathed into your lungs. It's very important, because now you are in a unique position that previous generations were not in. The position that you are in is a position where you can actually have an impact. And so I'm encouraging you today to have an impact on your environment where you are at, instead of having the environment have an impact on you. The same way a pebble that is dropped into a pond has an impact on the pond, and it causes a wave. That wave creates a disturbance that goes throughout the entire lake. Let me say that again. When you drop the pebble into the lake, the pebble causes the wave, but the pebble is not the wave. It is not the particle. It is not the frequency. It is not the vibration, but it is a cause. It is the source of the wave. The Father, who you call God, is not the wave. He's the cause of the wave. So you can't worship the wave. You can't worship the frequency. You can't worship the vibration. But you must understand that the vibration, the wave, is having an impact on you. And now you must fight back, because a lot of the waves and the vibrations are not being produced by the big G. It's being produced by the little G's. And these waves, hurricanes, these waves, floods, these waves, vibrations, earthquakes, tsunamis, weather, the weaponization of weather is having an impact on your family, my family, and people all over the country. So what do? We have to make our life easier, because an impact is the word I'm and the word pack. So I want to make sure that you know how to formulate a strike force. You must have the ability to have an impact. You must formulate a financial. You must formulate a spiritual. You must formulate a physical plan, so that way you can forcibly strike. I ain't talking about no violence. I ain't talking about no rioting. I ain't talking about no damn picketing or marching or parading. I'm talking about that you take the word impact and you look at the definition of the word, and it means to press closely into something. It comes from the Latin word impactus. So the word impactus comes from the word impinging something. It means to push into. It means to dash against. It means to thrust, impinging. So each one of us needs to strike forcefully against something. So we need to have a collision. It's planned. We need to forcefully make an impression. The word impact means to forcibly make an impression. Forcefully. Now, I'm not talking about lackadaisically. We need to exercise full force. It needs to be powerful, it needs to be vigorous, and it needs to be effective. But who are we having this forceful impact upon? The word impact is the word I am packed. P-A-C-T. I am. I don't know about you, but I formulated this pack on August the 4th, 2017. That's why I'm recommending that you do the same thing, because it has totally transformed my life. Now I can see clearly. Now the rain is gone. I can see the forest and the trees. Before I couldn't. Before I could not see the forest for the trees or because of the trees. So I can see. That's why we're doing the light being series. And then the next series that we're going to do is going to blow your cookies even more than with the light being, because I'm going to make you are a master of light, and you got to speak the language of light. And this must be done today, because the powers that be don't want you to have an impact. So you must be forceful. Now, your force must be full. If it's not full, if your force is half full, what I'm telling you is not going to work. You will not be able to see. You will not be able to, again, look at the hurricane, and you will not be able to understand why the hurricane is not a hurricane, even though it's acting like a hurricane. You will not be able to see, because your force is not full. So remember, to have an impact means that it means to forcefully. So your force must be full. But what is your force full of? It is full of a forceful pact or contact. Now, the way you make, now again, I'm talking spiritual, this is not physical. I'm a metaphysician. So you must have an impact, or you must have an effect. Are you having an impact and an effect on your community, on yourself, on your family, on others? Are you somebody that is an asset? If you died today, would you be missed? Or are you just down and sucking up air? Brother Will. See, I am having a impact, a forceful impact. My force is full now. It's not shattered. See, before my force was not focused, my force was not disciplined, my force was not orderly. Before August the 4th, I didn't understand my commission. I didn't understand my call. I knew I had one, and I thought I understood it, but I didn't understand that it was a part of the field. So now I understand that to have an impact, that I need to make sure that I have done and made a concrete decision, that I have chronologically constructed, and that I am individually expressing. Concrete, chronological, individual. That is how you have an impact. But we our force is full of a pact. Well, Brother Will, that sounds like some deep shizness right there, brother. But what else you got? Man, I'm glad you asked. Thank you so much for asking. So I am, the word I'm mean I. So this is an individual thing. This has nothing to do with nobody else. This is between you, yourself, and yourself. All three of y'all need to get together. And you need to say, I am P-A-C-T. So you need to be impactful. That means that my pact is full. My force is 110. That means it's diligent. That means you made a concrete decision. That means you ain't got no fallback plan. You ain't got no option B. You ain't got no option C. You only got one option. You're a one-trick pony. You only got a right hand. You only got one hand. You're like Dominique Wilkins back in the day. That's you. You're Dominique. You're on the court. Everybody's playing you to the right, and you're still going to dunk on everybody. You're going to tell them, I'm going to go to the right. All five players can stand on the right, and you're still going to dunk on everybody. Because your right hand is your pimp hand. You understand that you have power. Not this power that the world gives, but you got dunamis power. That is a pact. Now, this pact, my brothers and sisters, again, is an agreement. It is a covenant agreement. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. It is a treaty. Now, I need to break down this word because, again, your world is the result of your understanding of your words. The entrance of thy word unpacks photons, which we're going to talk about today in about an hour, well, a little more than an hour, at the 12 noon photon physics. Now, after today's show, you will be a master of light. After today, you're going to understand again, the physics of photons. I'm also going to send everybody the metaphysics of Christ, which is the metaphysics of life. I'm also sending everybody my book, The Language of Light. And I'm also sending everybody my book, Photon Physics, along with the 7-hour series. So you're getting three books for the price of one. Because light has two properties. It's a wave and a particle. Both properties exist at the same time. But you need to form a pact with everything that is above a particular line, because everything that below the light spectrum, there are 7 levels. Everything that is below a certain level, it doesn't have no power. Everything that above a certain level, which we'll break down here in a few, is above. That's what you want to form a pact with. What does that mean? That just simply means the choice of words that you use. What does that mean? Brothers and sisters, do you know that there's a book called The Gospel of Jesus Christ? Now, I know that you know that because you're a learned individual. And since you know that Jesus Christ has a book called The Gospel of Jesus Christ that's underneath the Vatican that you can't read. Now, why does the Vatican have the word of Jesus? Why isn't the words of Jesus inside of the Bible about Jesus? So how can you know what you don't know? In this book, The Gospel of Jesus, it says, seek not the law in your scriptures, for the law is life, whereas scripture is death. Now, I didn't say that. Jesus the Christ, whom you say you love, whom I say I love, his name is Yahuwah, the HaMashiach, okay? If we understand that he was Aramaic, that he was not Greek, then he was not Hebrew. Again, this is contrary to most people's theology because this is pre-Constantine. Now, I understand that thankfully, that understands that you've been controlled. And so regardless of whether or not you get to the my level of understanding because of the research, which is basically nothing, it doesn't really mean anything. It just helps you to understand that the universe that we live in is based upon a higher level of photonic activity that emits photon, whereas a lower level of activity absorbs photons. Let me say that again. We live in a universe where a certain mindset emits out of thin air. It creates out of nothing. It's called declaring and decreeing, which I've been saying for 25 years. This is how I live my life, every day, all day. We'll continue because the shizness work. This is how you have an impact. See, an impact, as we've talked about and shared, is an agreement and a covenant and a treaty that you make with yourself. It ain't got shizness to do with nobody else. The moment you say to me, Brother Will, I am with you, you're not making a pact with me. You're making a pact with yourself. If you violate, the Bible says, don't make a vow to God and don't keep it. You might as well go and put a bullet in your head instead of doing that, because God honors his pacts above his name, his word. When you speak, man, you don't overstand what you're doing. You're killing yourself, man. You think you're lying to me? I thought I was getting over on people. I thought I was a calm man. I thought I was smooth. I thought I was a ladies' man. I thought I was God's gift to the planet. And then I realized why I wasn't moving and asked the Father, what's going on, man? Life is great. Life is good, but I'm not having an impact, God. I'm not having an impact. Why am I not having an impact? He said, well, you're violating spiritual law based upon the laws of physics. That's not possible. I teach this shizness every day. And you violate it every day. And I'm like, how am I? Because you make an agreement. It's like, you cannot get married and then live your life like you're not married. You do know that marriage is a covenant agreement between two parties. It's a pact. It's better not to marry than it is to marry and violate the pact. You can't have an impact. And the word impact means I am a pact. I don't create them. I am them. You are an agreement. You are words. Do you know that a photon, I don't want to teach the class too soon, but do you know that a photon is agreement? It's an agreement. It is an interaction between a bunch of particles. It's an agreement. We can't get two Negroes together to agree upon nothing. How are we going to have an impact? That's why there's a church on every corner in the black community, and nobody ain't doing shiznits, Brother Will. I'm not talking about nobody. A pact is an agreement between two or more parties, nations, for mutual advantage. And a success. It is the joining together from a Sanskrit, which is really the ancient word of what they call a PASA, a pass accord, or peace accord. Now, a PASA, P-A-S, is a fetter, F-E-T-T-E-R. From the Sanskrit. That's why I've been saying for 20 years, letters are fetters. A fetter is a thing that confines or restricts or restrains or binds. It is a chain or it is a shackle. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is why you're not having an impact, my brother. This is not why you're not having an impact, Brother Will. Because you're making agreements that are confining you and binding you. And your force is not full. Because you made a bunch of agreements that you're not keeping. And therefore, it is diluting your force. So you make a bunch of promises to a bunch of people and you don't keep them? What you're doing is neutralizing your effectiveness. If you, especially if you're a life past six or if you're 33, that's the kiss, that's our death sentence. Because we overpromise. Will you do this? Sure. Will you do that? Sure. Will you do this? Sure. Now we got good intentions, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You got to learn the power of saying no. I learned that from my wife. She told me, Negro, you need to learn how to say no. You can't say yes to everybody, man. You can't. You can. That's the kiss of death. Your ass will not be successful, Brother Will. See, I have this relationship with God. Let me tell you the relationship I have with God. I don't know. It's contrary to most people's relationship. I don't understand, but Matthew 6:6 is my relationship with God. Now, if anybody is serious and you really want to know, I shouldn't be sharing with you my secrets, but I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to have an impact. Let me tell you my secret to life. I learned this. My mother taught me this when I was about 5 or 6 years old sitting on the piano. My mother taught me Matthew 6:6. This is the secret to life. This is the secret to my life. So this is why my prayers get answered. If you do this, I guarantee you, if you do this, your prayers will be answered. Guaranteed. Why? Because remember, God honors his word. I'm not telling you, I'm not making this up. God honors his word, not mine. His. Now, my mother taught me this when I was 5, sitting on a piano, learning how to play. I remember it like it was yesterday. That's I got very few memories of my mother, but this is one of them. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Now remember, Jesus Christ, Yahushua, has a whole gospel. It's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you read it, you will never be the same. So I don't recommend you reading it until you're serious. Because what's happening is you cannot have an impact when you already have signed a pact to not have an impact. So when you sign an agreement, when you make an agreement, when you make a covenant, a blood covenant, when you make a vow, that's what the Bible says, don't do it. Don't make a vow. Don't do what I'm doing. Don't open your mouth. The moment something comes out of a mouth, you created something. You created a thought form. God holds you accountable. Do you know that you got to stand before God and give an account for every word you spoke? Every word. Do you know that's what the Bible says? Idle chatter. Don't do it. Vain babbling. Don't do it. Don't open your mouth. Don't talk a lot, man. If you talk a lot, you got to back up a lot. You know, nobody knows you're stupid until you open your mouth, Brother Will. So if you don't say nothing, nobody know nothing. So all my problems, that every adversity, if you want to call it that, every person on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or whatever who come at me, they come at me with something I said. They listen to my YouTube channel and they say, hey, man, I heard you say. So what if I didn't say nothing? Guess what? If I didn't say nothing, they would know nothing. So Matthew 6:6 says this, King James. Father, touch the minds of your people. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth thee in secret, shall reward thee openly. This is how I get answers to all my prayers. Every question I ask, I get an answer. Because this is how I ask the question. Now, if you want answers to anything in life, you do this formula that it says in Matthew 6:6. I guarantee you, you will never. Now, you're probably not going to like the question because God, again, he's not a liar. He doesn't lie. So he's going to tell you the truth, and you probably, every prayer that I prayed, it's been opposite of everything that I'm doing. So when I prayed this prayer on August the 4th, Lord, I want to have, why am I not having more of an impact on my life and other people's lives? How can people be around me and still be the same? I don't want nobody to talk to me, man, and then don't walk away dumbfounded. If you have a conversation with me, I want your brain to hurt. I want you to be like, damn, what did he say? That this Negro said that I'm a light being and that I operate outside of space and time. That means that me and the Father, nothing travels. There's no such thing as time travel. There's no such thing as space travel. Because I'm all-where, I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same time. What? See, that makes your brain hurt. That's what I want to do. Why? That's what, when I talk to God, I walk away. When I ask God a question and he answered it, I walk away like, what? What did he just say? So Matthew 6:6 says this in the New Living Translation. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind yourself, and pray to your Father in private. When your Father, who sees everything, he will reward you and open. Now, this is what they do over in the East. I learned this when I was little, but I saw my mama do it. And it was nothing physical. We call it meditation. Now, again, that's the outside meaning. The outside meaning means you physically get up. The outside meaning means you physically go into a room by yourself. The outside meaning means you physically close the door. The outside meaning means you get on your knees, you stand up or whatever you're going to do, and you pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father who sees everything, he rewards you, again, openly. Now, that's the outside meaning. The inside meaning means, this is really important because this is what I was taught, this is what I do. When you pray, enter into your closet. Your closet, that's your brain. That's your skin. That's your skull. That's Golgotha. That means you enter into Golgotha, the medulla oblongata. That's the part of the brain. It's the frontal lobe, the mid lobe, you know, left hemisphere. Basically, you don't need to know that. All you need to know is it's not, you don't pray with your mouth. You pray with your brain, with your head, with your thoughts, with the when I tell you guys to read to yourself, okay, that's how you pray. Now, right now, I can pull up Matthew 6:6, which I have it up, and I can read it. The first sentence says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. I just read it out loud. Now, let me read it to myself. So I just read it to myself. Did you hear me? No, but I heard me. So number one, how did I pray to myself? Number two, how did I hear myself? I use my spiritual voice, and I listen to myself with my spiritual ears. So you got spiritual senses for all of your five senses, but you don't know how to use them because, like in the Matrix, nobody taught us. So that's how you pray in the spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if you pray and like, if you do what I'm doing right now, God doesn't, he doesn't respond to that. Why? That's not light. That's not the language of light. That's not spirit. God is spirit. So therefore, you got to communicate with him in spirit. So what does that mean? That means I go into my head and I turn off my audible voice. I turn off my audible thoughts. And I turn on my audible, my spiritual voice and my spiritual ears. And then that means I'm in my closet. Number one, go into your closet. That means go upstairs into your brain. And then it says, when thou hast shut the door. Okay, how do you shut the door in your brain? Turn it off, homie. Now, in meditation, that means no thought. That means, like, I could be sitting here, and I could go into my head. I could use my spiritual voice and my spiritual ears. And I could turn off my thoughts. How? By turning on God's thoughts. How? By either having your Bible with you or do what I do. All my scriptures are memorized. So when I go into my closet, I shut the door. Shutting the door means you turn off worldly shiznit. You don't worry about the weather. You don't worry about Hurricane Harvey. You don't worry about Hurricane Irma. You're not worried about your neighbor. You're not worried about the dog. All of the thoughts, you put them out of the brain. You only put thoughts in the brain. It doesn't mean no thought as in empty the brain. Always have God in your brain, the scriptures. If you don't, Lucifer, he likes clean places. Seven more worse than the one that left will show up. I already tried it. Don't believe me? Do what they say in Eastern mysticism and empty your brain. Go out there and empty your brain if you want to. The devil's waiting for you to empty your brain. Because remember, read the scripture. He's running around. He's looking for empty brains. He's looking for clean closets. That's the only way they can get in. The closet must be empty. They can't go in there if God's in there, man. Darkness cannot enter into the light. Don't believe me? Go into your room, turn on the light, and then show me where the darkness is at. Darkness cannot overpower light. I don't give a damn what they do in the movies. Now, in Hollywood, darkness always overpowers the light. The priests get possessed by demons. What? Where they do that at? They only do that shit in Hollywood. That crap don't happen in real life. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because we're talking about having an impact. The only way you have an impact is if you understand that you got to sign an agreement with yourself. How do you do that? You go into your closet upstairs, your head. You put out everything that's not scripturally, that is not, again, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? Against such things there is no law. Universal law doesn't apply to those things. Those things are higher. Jesus Christ is a higher law than lower law. He supersedes gravity, bruh. That's why he defied it. That's why he walked on water. He operated on higher laws. This the higher laws I'm trying to show you. Next thing you do, after you go and shut the door, then you pray to thy Father, which is in secret. So you pray into your Father, which is in secret. Now, how do you do that? Secret is always code for silence. Let me say that again. Every time you see the word secret, take it out and put in the word silence. See, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, be still. Then what does it say next? And know. People ask me, Doc, how you know shiznits? Because I know how to be still. My mama taught me when I was a kid. And I'm trying to teach you. Be still, man. Can you silence your brain? I guarantee you. It took me about 10 years to figure out how to do it. How do you silence your brain? If you want to try it, try it. That's your homework for the day. Your homework is a try, because you're not going to be able to do it. Well, let me rephrase that. There might be some gurus out there. If you can silence your brain, that means if you can prevent, oh, man, if you can go into your closet, you ain't got to go nowhere. Matter of fact, you can be on a train. You can be at a freaking rap concert where they do with 1,000 people around. And guess what? You could be in total silence. You and God could be communicating with the Father. Why? Tune it out. But how? By tuning, you turn God up, which I'm going to teach at 12, by going above the blue line, which I'm going to break down at 12. So make sure you're there for the light being series. So we got that done. So that, my brothers and sisters, is how you get every prayer answered. Because when you pray to the Father in silent, that means stop talking, man. Spiritual voice and worldly voice. Stop moving your mouth, stop bumping your gums, and stop talking to God. God, give me, my name is Jimmy. Yeah, that dog don't hunt. Stop doing it. Go to the Father, and if you don't know what to say, do what I do all the time. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. Don't say it out loud, but say it with your spiritual voice. Pray to your Father in silence, and your Father which seeth in silence. The word secret means silence, shall reward thee openly. That's how you get prayers answered. That's why every prayer I pray get answered. Why? Because I pimped the game. I recommend you do the same. That means the Bible is a code. It has an outside meaning and inside meaning. The outside meaning that you do physically, exactly what it says. That means you get up, you go find a closet, you go into the closet, you close the door, you get on your knees, you say, Heavenly Father, you start talking to God, and you say, man, I need this, I need that, my name is Jimmy, give me. Okay, that shizness work, that dog will hunt. But when you want to go deeper, when you want to get more things done, when you want to have an impact, when you want to change yourself, when you're tired of going around and say, I got tired, man. I don't know about y'all, dog. I got tired, bro. I got tired, man. I just got tired, not physically tired. I got spiritually tired of just doing the same shizness. Now, most of y'all are young whippersnappers. Man, I'm knocking on 60. I can't be doing the same shizness I was doing when I was freaking in my 20s. Man, I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed of myself. I can't call myself no damn master teacher. I'm making the same damn mistakes that I was made when I was 21. Hell no, I ain't doing that no more. So I stopped. Ceased and desist. But how did I stop? How can I guarantee you? How can I guarantee my wife? How can I guarantee my sons? How can I guarantee my daughters? How can I guarantee the freaking water company that I'm going to pay my bills on time? I need to back my guarantee up. I got to make a pact. Now, I don't recommend you do this. Because once you do it, remember, it's better not to make a vow than it is to make one and not pay it. That's a pact. A pact is a vow. Now, again, I don't recommend, because you are doing something that you know not of, because your voice is intertwining. That means that what you are doing is you're causing photons to manifest, to pop out of the universe. These photons are coming together to bring into the material realm what you've spoken with your spiritual voice. Now, that means a vow is a pledge. It's like a promise. It's a bond. It's a security bond. It's an assurance. It's a guarantee. That's why I don't recommend, man. Woo! See, I've been doing this. I don't know. We all been doing it. And we wonder why, man, why come my life is not successful? Because everything we learned, we got to unlearn. And then we got to learn again. And then when we learn that, we got to unlearn that. And then we got to learn again. Then when we learn that, we got to unlearn that. Then we got to learn again. That's the process. That's what you and I should be doing right now. Why? It's called growth. It's called going from glory to glory. That's religion. Religion is tradition. You learn something, you like it, you're going to put that in stone. Now, let me read from you again from the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Not the Gospel of Constantine. Now, this book is in the Vatican. You can't get it. You can get a watered-down version of it, but you can't get it. Why? You think they stupid? You think they're going to give you the keys to the kingdom? Just let you drive? I'm just like giving you the keys to a high-powered vehicle and just let you drive around. I'm going to give you the keys to my Ferrari. I don't know you like that. In the Gospel of Jesus Christ, it says this: seek not the law in your scriptures, for the law is life, whereas the scriptures is death. Letters kill, spirit lives. Now, that's also in the canonized version. I don't know why they put it in there, because that's kind of tell you the secret that I'm getting ready to tell you. Letters are chains. They are feathers. That's why, again, when you say something, you just change yourself to something. When you say, I ain't got no money, bam, you change yourself to poverty, man. When you say, oh, man, my wife don't love me, bam, you change yourself to a bad marriage. When you say, oh, man, I feel sick, bam, you change yourself to sickness. Every time you open your mouth, you're creating a chain. A chain, a letter is a fetter. A fetter is a chain that binds light. It traps photons. Now, what I'm going to share at 12 is going to shock your world, because what you are doing is that photons are absorbed by certain words. Photons are created by other words. Man, if you don't wrap your brain around this, God have mercy on your soul. Because what you are doing is you are destroying your photons, your spirit. And a photon that is being captured, that's what Lucifer doing. He's losing luminiferous to capture light. There's a war going on right now for photons, because they are packages of light. This is the entrance of God's word. It unfolds light. Lucifer understands this. The 1%, they understand this. That's why everything that's going on in the news is designed to have an impact on you, so it can capture you. Why? Fear. Oh, man, look at the freaking Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma and Hurricane, oh, FEMA camps, chemtrails in the air, fluoride in the water, genetically modified organisms in our food. We got taxes on top. We pay land taxes. We pay house taxes. We pay gasoline taxes. We pay food taxes. Hey, 60 to 70% of my income goes to taxes. Man, I go to the doctor, them fools trying to kill me. Everybody's running around in a state of paranoia instead of metanoia. That's how they capture photons. Fear, doubt, unbelief. But Jesus says this: the law is the living word of the living God that is given to the living prophets for living men. In everything that is life is the law. Written, let me say that again, inside of everything that is life is the law. Written, let me say that again, inside of, now this is from the Gospel of Jesus Christ that is underneath the Vatican, which you can't get to. Now, you can read a watered-down version of it that's probably manipulated. But, hey, something better than nothing. So Jesus says, you want to find me? Go find something that's doing this. If you talking to something that's not doing that, if you hanging out with something that's not doing that, it's dead. Jesus says this, you will find it in the grass. You will find it in the trees. You will find it in the rivers. You will find it in the mountains. You'll find it in the birds. You'll find it in the fish in the sea. But seek it chiefly in yourself. For I tell you truly, all living things are nearer to God than the scriptures, which are without life. Now, that's what Jesus said, the one that I serve. The one that's pre or prior to 1611. Now, you got the one that's after 1611. His word has been, you know, still good. Don't get me wrong. You can do some graciousness. But however, if you freaking read the words of Jesus Christ before 1611, your life will never be the same. Guaranteed. Don't believe me. Please look it up. Why? It breaks the freaking chains, brothers. It breaks the chains. It activates the photons inside of your body. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ photons in you. That is the hope of your glow ray, the glory. The glory of God is the ray of God that glows. Now, brothers and sisters, let me close with, again, the word agreement. Now, remember, everybody listen to the sound of my voice. You're here on earth doing this so you can have an impact. So the only question, are you having an impact today? If you're not having an impact today, on who? Yourself. It's a treaty between yourself. That means you keep every promise to yourself. Don't make, think before you make a promise. Before you say, I'm going to go to the gym today. Don't say that, man. At least don't say it out loud. Please don't write it down. Oh, man. Woo! I was talking to one of my clients, and he was saying, and thankfully he didn't do it. You know, she said that there was some guru out there telling people to write down their problems. Oh, man. Now, I understand from a therapeutic perspective why you would write down your problems, but from a spiritual perspective, you just kissing the devil in the mouth. You're going to write down your problems? An agreement is a treaty. It's a compact. It's a contract. It is a covenant. I wish I had the time to break down the word agreement, the word contract. Contract. And we're going to talk about soul contracts in later on. You making a contract and a covenant every time you open your mouth. And if you don't keep it, photons are destroyed. So later on today, in an hour or so, we will break down a little deeper photon physics, which is the physics of light propagation, the ability to propagate, to produce light. Do you know that you are a producer? You're a creator? I don't want to be the bearer of good news, but I'm sorry. I got to share some good news with you. It's called the gospel. It's the gospel is the good spell. So the good news is that you create photons are false, just like your father does. You are a co-creator with the creator. But what do we create? We're creating false. How do we create it? With our thoughts. It's the joining together of P-H-O-S in the Greek, which is P-H-O-T-O-N in English, which is L-I-G-H-T, which is L-I-F-E, which is L-O-V-E, which is E-V-O-L, L-O-V-E, E-V-O-L, L-O-V-E, E-V-O-L, evolve. This is how you grow. Based upon what you know. So you grow based upon love, which is based upon light, which is based upon life. Scriptures is life. Anytime you want to read the Bible, go outside and look at a damn tree. Look at a blade of grass. Watch a hummingbird. But chiefly, according to what Jesus said, chiefly, meaning more importantly, meaning the best way to read the Bible? Read yourself. Know thyself. Nosce vesum. Know thyself. Brothers and sisters, I love you. Appreciate you. I'm out. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. See you guys at 12 noon.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.